Eddie, they say Friday night's a good night out in London. You just proved that this evening. What a performance from your team.
Yeah, really pleased. It was. We always felt it was going to be a very difficult game today. When you look at the team sheets and you see the names that Fulham have in their lineup and the strength and the quality, to beat them so convincingly is a huge boost. Another thing for the boys to take that, you know, we can be whatever we want to be. There's no limits to what we can achieve, and hopefully that's given us another lift.
The scoreline is right up there with some of the ones you've already achieved this season. Where did the performance rank in terms of this season?
I think we've played better, but that's me being very picky, probably. And I'll watch the game again, I might have a different opinion, but that's my immediate thought after the game. We were good, but without being at the top level that we have been. But hopefully that sets us up to be as good as we can be. Because we needed this lift the last two games. We needed it. There's no doubt about that. And hopefully any doubts that the lads have been put to bed.
Recently, I'm sure you'd have taken one going off someone's backside, but the quality of some of the goals tonight was terrific.
Yeah, they were. I mean, from the first one, which Bretty took very well on his left foot, to obviously Bretty's third sticks in my mind, which was his second, the team's third, was an outstanding individual goal. You got Matty's left foot, which never lets us down, and of course, yeah, I can't forget Cookies either. So it's the goals are excellent, but they weren't just the final bits. It was the build up to it. Some of the wing play was of top class, top play, and you know, it's not a surprise when you watch us week in, week out.
And Brett Pittman, maybe would the Brett Pittman of old been able to score a goal like that? We know he's got the poacher's instinct in him, but is that goal new to his game, that sort of goal?
Well, I've seen him do it before. I mean, I'm not going to say that that's the first time. I'm thinking Exeter away for those that were there back in the old days. I think that was a great escape season, if I'm right. Someone might tell me differently, but he ran from the halfway line, and that was one of the key goals in us staying up, I believe, if I've got the right season. And he's done it again tonight, and it was a very similar goal. But I think the finish with the left foot was the real standout. The build-up play was great, but to have the composure to hit that with his wrong foot was, yeah, very good.
And of course, when Fulham get one back, everyone says, "Oh, wait a minute, this game might be back on again." But again, just moving through the gears and going away from them once more.
Yeah, I mean, we're disappointed with the goal, but. That's one of those things. When we attack like we do, I'd rather focus on the attacking play.
In terms of sending out a statement to the division tonight, how much have you done that?
We're not worried about statements, Chris. We're really not. I mean, people will say, "What have you said to the league?" We've said nothing. We've just won our game. We've done what we needed to do, and now we look forward to Blackpool, which will be another tough game in a totally different way. So we're not worried about what we're saying. We're just concentrating on the points.
Must be nice to be top, though.
It's lovely to be top. I said that before the game. It'd be nice to get there, but it doesn't really mean anything. We've got to try and back it up and be consistent with 10 games to go. It's a very short period of time, and we need to keep this momentum going.
Alex from your media team, who's here, has just told me that you've got as many points now as you had with 10 games to go last season. That's right. quite some marker, isn't it?
It's a great achievement when you consider that we felt last year we had a really good season. I think it says a lot about the group of players that we have. The amount of goals that we've scored isn't by luck, so absolutely delighted for the players. This is, you know, a really good day for them.
Was it right that Jan had a bit of a knock this evening?
Yeah, Jan had a bit of a dead leg, and we didn't want to take a risk with him when you've got fresh players as well, and Brett's come in and done what he's done all season. Those two have been, Jan and Brett, in their number 10 roles, have been superb for us, both of them.
And a couple of thousand made the relatively short trip tonight. They were pretty vocal behind the goal.
They were excellent. They really were from the start of the game when we walked out to the end. And the ovation they gave us was a memory that I won't forget in a while. And it's days like this that hopefully the fans are enjoying. To see so many Bournemouth fans here in what was a Premier League ground not so long ago is nice to see.
Very finally, you've had four games in 9 days. You've now got a clear week to the Blackpool game next week. Is that a relief just to patch a few people up and get a breather in?
It's a relief from the physical point of view. I mean, a lot of the same players have gone week in, week out, and they've put a really great effort in again today. So full credit to them for that and their professionalism. We'll give a few some rest now, but we want to make sure that our foot doesn't come off the pedal for what will be a tricky game.